new Hot 96.9.
All right, I'm sure you heard the story about the two guys that were arrested in Starbucks over the weekend for
being black.
Being black and Starbucks and hanging out and waiting for a friend. And because they didn't buy anything, the manager got suspicious and called the police on them and got them arrested. And a lot of people are pissed off right now.
Arrested and walked out in handcuffs.
Yeah.
For sitting there and being black.
Yep. Starbucks CEO apologized for it, though. Here's what he said.
Now, there's been some calls for us to take action on the store manager. I believe that blame is misplaced. In fact, I think the focus of fixing this, I own it. This is a management issue, and I am accountable to ensure we address the policy and the practice and the training that led to this outcome.
Okay, I like
do
the fact that
too,
he owned up
to fire
it.
The person, but too.
Like, really? You have to explain to people? Like, you really, like, you have to explain to an adult, a grown manager, or however the oldest person was, like, okay, just because there are two people sitting in this store that happen to be black, that they're not there to do wrong. Like, you really have to explain that to, like, the managers?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's amazing.
So she's not getting fired. What are we saying here? Because
personally, I think, because he's saying he's taking it off of the person who did it, but, and then he calls the act, like, reprehensible behavior. Well, if it's reprehensible behavior of an employee, then you fire the employee, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, and it sends a message, like, people are pissed off and they're boycotting outside of that store because of it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm saying, because a lot of people are saying boycott Starbucks.
Boycott right. Starbucks. Don't go to Starbucks.
I don't know if you boycott the entire company. Because
see, that would be the equivalent of blaming an entire race of people for one idiot's,
Well, like the guy said, one idiot did. Like the CEO said, the managers, he's not explaining that. So this could be behavior that a lot of Starbucks, you know, managers have because the CEO's not explaining it. I'd say you boycott it. It comes down to this, you know. Everybody talks about, you know, oh, how can we change that? You're never going to change it. Being black in America is not going to change because the way people view us is through the media. And it's very simple. The media portrays black people in a very, very negative light. So when you're talking about people who don't interact with black people on a daily basis, like this was a woman in Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably not used to interacting with black people on a daily basis. So the way she portrays two young black businessmen in their meeting waiting on another person to handle some business, she looks at them like, uh-oh, they're up to no good, because this is what the media has shown America, especially, you know, nowadays with all the social media and all the other stuff.
But you're saying that nothing's ever going to change. Why do you say that?
Because it's 2018 and the behavior is still the same that it was back in 1950. I mean, so you're talking, how many years is that? And we're still, I mean, it's kind of changed a little bit, but we're still dealing with this. Like, in a restaurant in 2018, excuse me, in like a Starbucks in 2018, two young black business guys are being harassed. I mean, that's something you would read in a paper from 50 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what's killing me, too, is like, and I will never try to speak for all white people, but being a white woman in America, it's, you know, this stuff exists, but I was reading a lot of reaction on social media over the weekend, and there are still people that it's presented right in front of you. There is a video showing this happening, and people are still questioning the fact that this stuff really happens. Like, come on.
That's because of the media. The people will say, well, they had to be doing something. Why couldn't they just buy something, right? So this is now, if you're, you know, Billy Joe in Wisconsin watching it on CNN or Fox, and they're saying, why couldn't he have just bought something? You know, some person in the media saying, if he would have just bought something, they would have left him alone. Now that's the portrayal that everybody sees.
Well, we'll see what they're going to do now. I mean, this is different from, I would say, the H&M situation and stuff like that. This is more, I think, of an isolated type of thing. But should the girl get... Is she not getting... Do you know if she's not getting punished at all, Pebbles? Like, they just, like...
I have not seen anything. But, I mean, most people are calling for her to be fired. And I think that she should.
Something needs to happen more than just we're going to talk to our freaking employees. Definitely to the person that did it.
Well, the CEO, when you played that clip, he made it sound like, listen, you know, she has some culpability in this, but we're not going to fire her. I need to do better as the CEO.
Something's putting it all on him.
Right.
I'm curious how a lot of these trainings that get done, are they really going to do anything? Because I see how people handle the conversation that happened around here for the training here, and people think it's a joke.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That training.
So it's like, you know, what is going to happen? That's why I think,
right.
And that's why people are frustrated, and that's why people are boycotting, because you hit people where the money is, and that's, you know, maybe that'll make a difference.
That's a good
because
side of it too.
Sitting and talking, you know.
But this is the biggest thing. You asked about the boycott. Let's be honest, like with H&M, right? Are y'all really going to stop going to Starbucks?
Me? No.
I go to Dunkin' too. I don't really go to Starbucks.
I think this is an isolated type incident. You know
right,
what
I'm
I mean?
Just like, saying,
I think
it's overall, just one person. Even like the people that might be in that area, no one's going to stop going to Starbucks. So I'll be like, we're mad about it today, like H&M. We're mad about it today. And that, they got great deals. And we're going to continue going there.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Because if nothing's going to happen to that manager, we'll see how people react to it.
Ramiro, Melissa, and Wiggy. The Get Up Crew. Only on the new Hot 96.9.